Shin Zion, the Shulchan Aruch in Halacha Yud Zion brings down two shitot regarding what is permissible to read on Shabbat. In the Stam, Maran says the only thing one should read on Shabbat is the Vre Torah. That's basically the opinion of Harambam in the Pirush Mishnayot, that the Shabbat was given specifically and ideally and uniquely for the study of Torah exclusively. And one should really not get involved in any other readings. The second Shita says that some are matir to read books of Chokhmah, books of, for example, medicine, refuah, different sciences. That would be the opinion of the Rashba and the Ramban. So it comes out we have a Stam V'Yesh. We know the rules of Stam V'Yesh. Maran is posek like the Stam. Therefore, according to Maran, clearly it would be forbidden to read medical books on Shabbat. Unless one is a doctor and is treating a patient, obviously, and needs to know the procedure, what to do, so clearly he can refresh his memory by opening up a medical book. We're talking about over here where he's just reading it, you know, to gain information. There the poor scheme clearly hold, according to Maran at least, that it would be forbidden. The question that Acham Avaya Alav HaShalom deals with in Halichot Olam in Chelek Gimel on page Kuf Ayin Bet, he talks about a medical student that has an examination after Shabbat, and he questions would be allowed to study the medical books on Shabbat. He comes out that there's room to be lenient for him to do that in such a case. Hakam David Yosef in his Halakha Berurah in Shin Zayin on page Shin Kafhet in the footnotes struggles to try to reconcile Hakam Abadiah's opinion only because it's against Maran. Maran said you can't study Chokhmah, Shar Chokhmot on Shabbat. And he struggles to reconcile it with the fact that you're preparing for the next day. And he goes through a an interpretation there, and he reconciles it. He says, well, it's not called Hakana. If you're learning something today, you're benefiting from it. Might be compared to like sleeping on Shabbat, even though you're benefiting that you'll be more alert for Motzei Shabbat. But bottom line, I'm benefiting now as well. So I could say I'm benefiting from the knowledge that I'm getting today. Although he says you shouldn't explicitly say that I'm doing it to study for the test tomorrow, because that would be a problem. And then he says that he was relying on the Rashba and the Ramban, the Tzorech Gadol, even though Maran himself didn't take those opinions, but for Tzorech Gadol, where he's a student and he has a test and so on and so forth, could be there's room to be Mekel. But otherwise, if it's not in that case, one is not allowed to study those books, so that would be astrology and science and things. It goes without saying that Maran in the Halakha right before that talks about the Isur of reading Divrei Chol B'Shabbat, like, you know, novels and things like that. You know, although people might get an enjoyment out of it, but Shulchan Aruch clearly puts that in the category of forbidden reading on Shabbat as well. Shulchan Aruch also discusses looking at pictures on Shabbat, which is mutar, but he forbids reading the captions underneath the pictures. A person sees pictures of different animals or different scenes, and, you know, there's a caption underneath the picture. For that matter, then, if a person was reading the headlines of a newspaper and he sees a picture on the front page and there's a caption underneath explaining it, clearly that would be forbidden on Shabbat according to Shulchan Aruch. Even the reading of cookbooks, according to Shulchan Aruch, a lady wants to read a cookbook to look at some recipes, that would be considered Sefrei Chochmot, and it's discussed by Shemirat Shabbat Kelchetan Siman Chavtet in Seif Memchet Shekatav Le'esor Lekrob Sefer Shel Horaat Bishul. Chav David sounds like he would agree with that because it's Sefer Chochmot. It falls into that category. It comes out according to all this that when we come along and we say that Shabbat is great because we're able to unplugged from our cell phones for 24 hours. It's really much more than that. The halakha wants to put you in an environment where you're unplugged from everything. You know, not only the electronic mails and things like that. They want you to be removed from anything you know, that's to do with this world, except for Torah and Limud. So that's a big big reminder that before a person reads something on Shabbat, he has to question, is this reading material, first he has to ask himself, is this reading material suitable for the weekdays? And if it passes the weekday test, then already he has to ask the next question, is it suitable for Shabbat? Not everything that's suitable for the weekday, like a medical journal, clearly is permissible during the week. To read the, you know, a kosher newspaper, clearly is permissible during the week. On Shabbat, you'd have a struggle to get a hetter to read a newspaper, especially if it's filled with Lashon Hara and Nechiyut, and you can't read that during the week either. But assuming it's a kosher newspaper, if that exists, you'd have a problem reading through advertisements that talk about, you know, purchasing and you know, sales and buying and selling. Clearly that cannot be read either, so you have to skip over that. And according to Shulchan Aruch, you know, reading newspapers is not so simple on Shabbat. Maybe the Ashkenazim have more leniency, more room to be lenient. So again, person has to really question what he reads. Probably the best idea would be just read things that are connected to Musar, you know, Torah, Mitzvot. The Mishnah Berurah allows you to read certain history books on Shabbat. Yosifun, Josephus, for some reason gets a pass. Certain, you know, history books that would give a person Yirat Shamayim and give you a Torah perspective. But if it's not connected to Torah, so then probably it's going to be an Isur to read on Shabbat.